Eric Brown is program manager of the Vets to Feds program at the Office of Personnel Management. Eric, you are introducing your fourth Vets to Feds program. Let's start with the genesis of this and where this originally came from, how long you've been doing it, and more about the program. Thanks for joining me today, Eric.
Great, and thanks for having me. Yes, the program started back in 2011, and the genesis was that it was a product of the President's Veterans Employment Initiative. And what that what the president asked the agencies to do is to target positions and therefore target veterans for those mission critical positions, and so they can provide development and training to meet agency staffing needs.
And so that started in 2011, as you mentioned. You're now on your fourth one, and the focus on this one will be science, technology, engineering, and math. What kinds of jobs will you be preparing vets for, and how will you be doing that, Eric?
Well, it's a wide range within the agencies. STEM is a great need, and it's a very diverse area for the agencies, but engineering, mathematics, different types of cybersecurity within information technology are all in demand by the agencies.
The story in GovExec reports that you are looking for vets who are students, recent graduates, or eligible for special hiring authorities like Pathways or veterans recruitment appointments. How many people do you want to get into this round, Eric?
Well, our initial findings is that there will probably be between 50 and 100 positions identified by the agencies. And that could grow before we launch and with a target date of mid-February.
And you have how many agencies on board that want to participate this time around?
11 agencies have identified interest, but again, that could grow by the time we launch.
So if I was one of those agencies and I'm hearing this and I say I would love to participate in this, what's the process that an agency has to go through to become part of this program, Eric?
Well, the first thing I would say is work with your Veterans Employment Program Manager within your agency. Those individuals are our contacts with the agencies, and they promote the opportunities with their hiring managers.
So that infrastructure is already in place. That's not something somebody's got to replicate or start from scratch. That's good to go already.
Correct.
So I read also that 16 agencies have participated in one or another of your three programs so far. You mentioned you have 10, 11 more to go. Is this something that's scalable or replicable all across the government, that every agency has the tools, it's just a matter of them deciding whether they want to participate or not?
Well, the three programs we previously launched were government-wide programs that we contact the agencies to see if there's an interest. For instance, the first program we launched in 2011 was for contract specialists, and about eight agencies participated then. But that was followed in 2012 for the information technology V2F program, and about 12 or 13 agencies participated then. So it does vary. But agencies can also run their own individual V2F program. And so they might have a specific need that's not necessarily universal across all agencies. And what we can do is we work with them as an individual organization and help market the program for them.
That's a great resource to have available to them, and helpful that you have been doing this for a while, that you have the ability to kind of coach them through this process, I imagine.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's been going on. And one of the successes of the program is 138 veterans have been on board now since the program started. Of that, the retention rate is about 80%, which we think is pretty good.
Eric Brown is program manager of the Vets to Feds program at the Office of Personnel Management. Where will you expect to see these vets hired? Is this primarily D.C. area, or are will these folks be connected to agencies at stations all across the government?
I'm sorry. They will be connected with agencies all across the country. It depends on agencies' need.
Who specifically are you targeting? Do we have a sense of what a profile of one of these vets is? I mentioned some of the backgrounds that you're looking for, graduates eligible for special hiring authorities and so on. But is there anything more definitive than that about the kinds of education or the kinds of experience or qualifications that you're looking for?
Well, it can vary, but what this program does is it targets candidates for career development positions and not for veterans that will hit the ground running with their agencies with a lot of experience. We want to develop the veterans within the agencies where they can grow with the agency as well as the position, and therefore we find that they stay longer with the agencies, and the agencies are usually content with the quality of the individuals when they're developed.
You mentioned that your first program back in 2011 was contract management, and we, of course, have talked about the new one that you're rolling out now being STEM. How did you decide which areas of specialty to focus on? Does that process change from initiative to initiative, or do you go through the same process when you're deciding? For example, I imagine you're thinking at some point in time about doing a fifth one, since the first three have been successful, and you expect the same kind of success with the fourth one.
Correct. What we do is I originally start working with the Veterans Employment Program managers from the agencies and say, what's your needs and what's your demands, and then what can be pretty much universal across several agencies. And then that's how contracting specialist was identified in 2011 and 2014, as well as information technology in 2012. And now STEM is in big demand across the agencies, and so that's where we figured we can get the most agencies to participate.
What else would you like folks to know at agencies across government as they figure out how to leverage this and take advantage of what you've put in place, Eric?
Now, that's a good question, is that the agencies have a lot of benefits in participating with this program. One, they can identify the STEM position that is which is in most demand within their agency. They can choose the appropriate hiring authority that's best for them, whether it's Pathways Intern, Recent Grad, or Veterans Recruitment Appointment Hiring Authority. And so they determine which is best for them, but it just has to be a career development position. We're not looking for the veterans to hit the ground running and, be more the senior folks, but more folks that can be developed.
Is there a timeline for those folks to develop into whatever the next phase of their careers will be, or is that dependent on each individual person who participates in the program?
It can depend on the person and the agency. The agency, if they bring them on at the lower grades, are going to probably have more time to develop them. But some of them will be a couple years of experience or have a degree, and their development may be a lot quicker.